welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday, January, I think it's the 12th or 13th. What is it, 13th? Like I told you, I have not gotten a calendar yet. Either way, I told you that yesterday, tell you again today. I am saying, please send me a calendar. Anyway, email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can also write me, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Just want to tell you that we are going to be having a blessed day today. Trying to see if I get a guest lined up again. We had a guest last Thursday. And see if we get another guest in this week. Usually I get a call in. But the call-in number is being changed because we had some problems with it last week using Skype. So we're trying to look into some other service that we can use for people to call in through the computer and also call in through the station, through the mixing board and all. It's all kind of technical, and they have the stuff that you can get, but man, some of that stuff's very expensive. And I'm always the one that looking around to see how we can get things done. But the least expensive, I don't mind having the greatest stuff, but if we can get away with it without having it, then that's a good thing. And then we will. And then we will. Well, I got a message from Peter Gammons this afternoon or this morning when I checked my email. I sent him a courtesy email, and he is going to be taking care of a few things, and then he'll be joining us here on Rev Media Network. And that is a major, major, major win for all of us. Win. It's a major, major boost to our ministry website to have a man of that caliber here. And we have Peter Stanway from Scotland, and we're going to have Peter Gammons. And from what I understand, he's starting his ministry for looking for a new building. He's doing that right now. So that's cool. I'm sure I'll get him on the phone and do an interview with them. And that's what I think I'm going to start doing, is get kind of phone interviews pre-recorded or something, and I can play those recordings. Because it's hard to get some people at this time at 2 o'clock when we have the show. We have it live, and people are always in meetings or always doing stuff. And I'm sure y'all won't mind having someone come on the show about pre-recorded information. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. I am logging into my Chatango right now. So if you want to give me a hello or whatever, do that. We're logging in. We're logged in right now. We verified our signals coming through. And we are up and running here on Chatango. So I can add you to a friends list here, or I can just chat with you anonymously. Totally up to you. Totally up to you. The last couple of days we've been talking, and we've been from last week, I think, even from last week, we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about relationships, but also by faith. In the last 2 days, we talked about just knowing that faith requires an action. We talked about on Monday about relationships and about that there's more people that you hurt than you know of. I don't know if you heard that one. It will be posted on our website today. I think I'm going to take the time to make sure the archives are updated. And just to let you know that God is so concerned about everything that's happening in your life. You cannot get through this life without God being concerned for you. So know that there's a God out there that really cares about you, wants to know what's going on in your life. Today I got an email from my book designer, Miss Phoebe. And she sent me over the pre limb book for Gerald Davis. Y'all remember Gerald Davis. I talk about him a lot. He just really influenced my life. A very strong man of God. Very loving man of God. And we redid the book cover for him for his relaunch of his book. We're going without. The title of the book is How to Function in This Economy According to Heaven's Economy. Well, he changed the title. Because he changed the title, we had to change the book cover. It's just a thing that has to be done. Whenever you change the title, you have to get a new ISBN number as well. And I was able to come up with an idea, and I sent that over to Phoebes, and Phoebes was able to put it together, and as usual, she just nails it right on, all the time, home run, outside the park right now. And she's an awesome designer. She's in marketing and stuff, and she helps me out with some of the designs. I'm really encouraged because it makes me just know that we're helping a man of God, and I'm gonna present this to him on Friday, I think. And I'm going to get the rest of it taken care of, and I want to show him the cover, and I'm sure he's going to be excited. I want to email it to him, but then I want to make it more impressionable and want to make it more of an impact. So I want to go and show it to him personally and show him the final cover and see if there's any changes he wants to make. And I think everything on the book looks very good. I think it all looks really, really good. And we are not the publishing for that. We are just helping with the cover design. And it's fine. It's fine. We're just doing what God has us to do for him. Some of our authors and some of our friends in the publishing business will not be published through us because they have other relationships, but that doesn't mean we can't help on their project. We could just jump in and do what we can do. And that's fine. And I think I'm still trying to figure out how to put my name or my ministry's name on the back of his book, because he sells a lot of these books. So I am praying and believing that God's going to do some good things. Like I told him, as soon as he's ready to move publishers, we'll take this book in a heartbeat and we'll get it ready and get it on shelves. And we have everything already. Right now, we do. We have everything already right now to take care of that. So, today we're going to be talking different things. Have some emails we're going to run through and have some things that we're going to talk about as far as a little bit on faith. But today's our leadership day, so we want to talk about leadership. I think it's important, just to let you know right off the bat here, I think it's important that every leader must be approachable. You heard me talk about this before, and I think it's important. I grew up in an era, not error, but I grew up in an era, a time, and still it seems like that. God don't have movie stars. I'm just going to say it like that. God doesn't have movie stars, and you are not beyond reproach. But I think that a lot of times, and especially in the era I grew up, we put these men and women of God up in a pedestal. We put them up as like they have a persona. I was actually with R.W. Schambeck's son one time, and we're hanging out, and his name's Robert. And we'd hang out and we'd talk about whatever and stuff. And he was helping his father in the ministry, and I was helping Dr. Paul at the time. And it was just a simple thing. We talked about what is the word that he used? A lot of ministers, and he was been in the place with ministers beyond what I could have been in. I mean, his father would get him into places with the top men of God as well, but in a regular basis and planning and doing things together and projects. So he would know more than me and how to speak. And his comment was this at one time. He just said that there's this mystique that a lot of ministries present itself, that there's a certain level of mystique that they're at this point in their life that they're beyond what everyone else seems to be. And I looked at that and I thought about it, and I could name a few off the top of my head at that time, and now I can name a couple of dozen right now. And I see it on televisions, I see it on radio. But you know what? There is, render honor where honor is due. I believe that. But I think it's how we take it, because there's some people, if you look at actors and actresses, just look at them. You can see the ones that are so down to earth. And then you can see the ones that are so beyond it. If you're looking to be a leader, you're going to be in people's eyes. You're going to be in the viewpoint or the viewfinder of many, many people. You know, today, when I was coming back from the office, I call the office, the retail center I work at in the morning, first thing in the morning, they told us in a group that corporate people could now watch us and how we work and what we do, so we better be careful. And get this, they tell us you have to be working and you have to be putting things together and doing what you got to do and not wasting time or not doing anything foolish and dangerous. And then they went into the spiel that they're using the cameras mainly so they can see what needs to be filled, what area is set, what area is not set, and all this other stuff. And I just laughed. I just laughed. Because in my conscience, I know God is always watching me. So I live my life right. I know that even though I may be alone in front of my computer, that God is watching me. And that He's with me. And I know that I'm in the viewfinder of the Holy Ghost. My entire life is in the viewfinder of the Holy Spirit. It is. So when they tell me, that you're going to be watched now and see your work progress and stuff, I crack up. Because the same way I work, and everybody starts getting scared, and everybody starts getting a little bit concerned, and they were like, I can't believe they're going to watch everything. They were just so frustrated that they were being watched now. They were nervous. They were upset. They were second-guessing what they normally do every day. And I cracked up. I said, you know what? I am in a viewfinder my entire life. And you, my friend, you are in a viewfinder. You are in a viewfinder every day of your life. You are. Think about it. Think about it. You are in a viewfinder every day of your life. Not only God's viewfinder, but that's the first viewfinder you're in. But your family's viewfinder, your church's viewfinder. And we're going to explain all this. Your work viewfinder. And last but not least, the public viewfinder. Now write that all down. God's viewfinder, family viewfinder, church viewfinder, works viewfinder, and public's viewfinder. You are being watched no matter where you're at. And if you're a leader, this thing triples on you, buddy. Or if you desire to do great things for God, this thing triples on you. Now, and I talked about a subject about snapshots and about things of your life, and that was a whole different sermon. So viewfinder is a whole different sermon than snapshots. But viewfinder, think about it. it's a whole different show. If you were to look at this viewfinder and you were the one behind this camera or this footage, where it was going to be shot and how it was going to be shot, what would you see? If I was to let play back everybody's viewfinder, if we were to play back everybody's viewfinder, what would you see in each of them? I think in God's viewfinder, would you see me praying? In God's viewfinder, would you see me looking for God, seeking God out? You see, God's viewfinder covers everything, your entire span of your life. It could see in that viewfinder everything that you have and you have not. How you act. And the viewfinder is mainly there to see how you act and how you react. You see, there's three different, maybe four, besides God's reactions and actions that you do. When you're all alone or in your open public, when you think nobody knows you, how do you act? When you're at work and you get calls and stuff, they can see only a certain side of you. And again, at church, they will only see a certain side of you when problems come up and how you react. And your family will see the true side of you. At church, you will show what you want to see. At work, you will show what is needed to be seen. In public, when no one you think is watching you, you will show what you want. Almost like to see. Okay. Writing it all down too. Keep it up with me. I'm trying to get this out. There's a lot to cover. Not really. Just trying to make sure you're awake. So when you talk about these things, it is very simple. Very simple. The public eye, you don't think anyone's watching. You may do something foolish. You may do something stupid. You may do something that is totally out of character. I talked to a man of God one time, and he said that another man of God walked away from what he was supposed to be doing, his calling and everything. And he left his family, left his wife, made a lot of financial bad decisions. And it was totally out of, he was battling with bad moral choices and bad financial choices. How many of us know when we are out of character and we act out of character that our moral choices will become bad? And that's what this pastor told me, and I thought about it because I knew the other guy a little bit, not much. But I thought about it and I said, wow, you know what? There is a lot to know about people. Because you think you know someone and they show you what they want. And let me change the public one because I'm looking over my notes. On the public one, you do, that's where I was confused, you do what you want to do. I am telling you, my friends, these are different ways that people watch, different ways that people look at you, different ways that can go really bad, different ways that you need to monitor yourself and make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing all the time, because see, there's a lot of things that we as leaders, as Christians, need to realize. Everything. I'm going to give you the secret now. We're just covering this little bit of subject right now before we go to break. So I'm going to finish this little subject up. All the viewfinders need to fall into God's viewfinder. Your family, your church, your work, and your public must line up with God's viewfinder. It covers everything in the span of your lifetime, how it's supposed to be. We'll be back. Gonna play a quick commercial. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. David Yanez. Wanted to encourage you, all the listeners here on Red Video Network, to look at www.keepingmymarriage.com. That is keepingmymarriage.com. That is my counseling site where I help and counsel those that are in need in relationships that have been hurt, have been destroyed, have been to the brink. That they feel like they're almost out of grace because of their own failings or because they don't understand God's love and God's grace is there for them 100%, but they have condemnation, guilt, or whatever. I want to let you know that keepingmymarriage.com, that is keepingmymarriage.com, is available for those that are saved and want to be helped in relationships. I prefer to help those that are saved for one reason, is that the Word of God is going to help you. But if you're not saved, if you haven't gone through all that you have to go through and pray and understand that the seeds that I plant in you are going to be just like the Scripture says, that there are four grounds, one stony, one full of thorns, and those things are going to be choked up out of you. But if the Word of God is, if you're saved and the Word of God comes out and we help you with counseling that we're supposed to help you with the Word of God and belief therapy, you will be able to succeed as a Christian. So if you know someone that needs some help, maybe you do. Maybe you need to have some counseling or some reevaluation of what's going on in your life. Where does that stem from? Why do you pick the guy that always hurts you? Why are you constantly in a fight with your spouse? Why do you continue to make life difficult? Why do you make bad decisions? Well, if you have any of those things, and those things are happening to you, I will encourage you, first of all, to get in contact with me. My email address is david@davidyanezministries.com. Again, that email address is david@davidyanezministries.com. You can get a hold of me, and I'll be able to help you, be able to talk with you, be able to get you pointed in the right direction. But also, the second thing is after you contact me, I want you to get my book, Almost Out of Grace. It is a strong book on relationships. It tells you all the mistakes and craziness that can happen in the relationship. So I pray that you get that. You can get that at my website, almostoutofgrace.com or revelationministries.com or revministries.com. So I want you to be able to get a part of that. But remember, keepingmymarriage.com is there for you. It's there to help you and your relationships. God bless you. Thank you so much. Hi, this is David Yanez, host of BidWatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. Just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update, just to get you caught up with what's going on. And we have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined. And about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. Lately, we have been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting a show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. We're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with a channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Rev Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month. And also thank everyone that is listening to this station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to let you know that you're a part of that and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year in 2010. We're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Rev. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Hey, man, well, we're back. I keep playing the updates because I think it's important that you realize what's going on with us and how we're getting things going and what's happening with our ministry. Appreciate the break as well. And we're going to get to the next segment here together. There's a church that made a Doritos commercial. I didn't get to check out the actual site of the church, and I can't really play it while I'm streaming right now, but I'll play it afterwards. I'm going to go and add this one to my favorites, and I was trying to find there's something I was looking for. I couldn't find it, but I ran into this. But let me read this article to you real quick. Megachurch enters Doritos Super Bowl ad contest in top six. This is reported by the Christian Post. A Doritos chip commercial made a Southern California megachurch is among the final top six contestants battling it out for a commercial spot during the Super Bowl. Mosaic Church, with main campuses in Los Angeles area, but out more than 4,000 entries, beat out more than 4,000 entries, crashed the Super Bowl contest to make the top six. The top three entries will be aired during the 2010 Super Bowl. Well, that's cool. It's a miracle and divine comedy that we made it this far, says Aaron McManus, the senior pastor of Mosaic and the producer F. Casket. According to USA Today, I think it's God's sense of humor. Mosaic's 30-second commercial is called Casket and is about a man whose last wish is to be buried in a giant casket with Doritos chips. The man, however, is only pretended to be dead and is shown enjoying Doritos chips in his coffin and watching a football game while his friends and family mourn during his funeral service. Two of his buddies apparently know the scheme and called it a genius plan that provides free Doritos and gets him at least a week off of work. The commercial ends when the man excited after a touchdown overturns his casket and is seen alive while eating Doritos in front of mourners. One of his friends tries to cover for him by leaping into the aisle and proclaiming it's a miracle. Anyway, the idea for the commercial comical ad was inspired by one of the casket team members' funeral experience. The team member's grandfather had requested to be buried with a beer and cigarettes. Thanks to your help, Casket has at 35,000 views, and he'll he'll help us make it to 4,000 by tomorrow. And they could win tickets to the Super Bowl. That's cool. Anyway, top six entries, each won 25 grand. It's now up to the voters to decide which three commercials will be aired during the Super Bowl. Votes will be taken until January 31st. That is cool. That is cool. I think the main ad thing is the creator will receive $1 million, and wow, that's even cooler. You get $1 million if you're the winner, $650 and $400 for second and third. Then if the three Dorito ads top the three rankings, each ad producer will receive $1 million bonus on top of the prize money. Wow. That is cool. That is cool. I didn't know that that's what it was about. That's why you got to be online looking at that stuff. Sometimes I get too busy, but that is pretty cool. I would have made something, send it over there. I love Doritos. But either way, my friends, I know that there's things out there. You don't ever know what you're doing. People are looking at that and they're thinking, whatever, just church doing something. Well, that's all about what it's all about. And we're not going to get into that kind of subject today, but basically tell you that, yeah, that is how it is. You just got to go out and do stuff. You don't have to be an arts major or have a cinematographer degree or certificate or producer's diploma or whatever. You just get out there with a camera, believe, trust God's doing stuff, and it could happen. Now, I do have a producer's diploma and I do have a certificate as far as filmmaking, so I would have had a good chance. I think so. Maybe. Who knows? It's good, though. You know what contest I want to enter? And I think it's coming up in February. The contest in the Grape Valley in... What's Napa Valley? That's what I call it, the Grape Valley. But it's Napa Valley contest. No, it is not a wine tasting thing. No, the contest I want to enter is... It's a burger cook-off. It's a hamburger. I think I make a mean burger. And you have to send in these recipes. And I think the prize is like $50,000, I think. All these wine sippers want to eat some good burgers, and you got to make enough burgers for everyone. But you're given X amount of time. And I seen that on the Food Network, and I thought that was a cool thing. I love making burgers, and I love eating burgers, and that would have been cool. So one of these days, I told my kids, we're going to enter that when y'all get older so y'all can go with me and get some burgers made. And then we're going to go to In-N-Out and grab a burger. I miss that place. It's a good place to lunch. But I think that a lot of us need to realize as leaders, back to what we're talking about originally, as leaders, we do have responsibility. And that is one thing, is when you do get the name and the fame, because some people will. Some people listen to this broadcast. Some people sit in the church that are in youth groups. Some people that are just coming in and getting saved right away are going to be launched into a ministry or launched into something huge. God is the one that realizes when someone gets launched out there to do the work of the Lord. It is God's choosing, and God has a plan. Some people have to wait 10 years. Some have to wait 20 years. Some have to wait a while. But others don't. And with name and fame comes a lot of things. And one thing is the popularity, but it's also your swollen head. Your big head. You know, your brain. Just thinking a little too much of yourself sometimes. So when you do get called to preach and you do get called to do things, remember this, there is no mystique about it. There's a reverence and there's a holiness about it. There is a respect to the pulpit, which is the Lord's. There is a reverence to the Father, to the Son. There is a love that you need to have. And you need to remember always, it is a privilege to preach the gospel. It is. Many are called, few are chosen. I really think that a lot of us can preach and are called to, but few of us choose to go forward. And I want to make sure that you realize this. There's a whole bunch of us out here that are doing the work of the Lord that don't think there's, that don't work in an era of mystique. In a time when we think that we are beyond other people because of our faith and how we walk and talk. There are other people, and I tell you, I'm always gonna be grounded. I don't care. You know what? One thing I liked about Kurt Warner. Yes, we all know Kurt Warner, football player, won a Super Bowl with the Rams. He used to be grocery stocker, Arena Bowl player, and we all have heard his "Thank you, Jesus, I love you, Lord" every time he gets to the main playoffs or wins an important game, and that's fine. That's how he expresses himself. I think he's genuine. But one thing I liked about his story was that he still, when he was living in St. Louis, he was still going to the same pizzeria that he went to when he was grocery stocking. Or that when he was just not, when he was trying to make the teams. In other words, he didn't feel that there was a mystique about himself. He didn't want people to feel different when he was in there. I think a lot of us want people to look at us and respect us. And I have to just even ask for forgiveness sometimes, because sometimes just because having a station and having a publishing company, or having a network and having a publishing company, may make you think that in my own shoes, in my own situation, that I have to have people look at me a certain way. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I do sometimes feel like, hey, I have a station. I mean, I'm doing something big for the Lord. But it shouldn't be. You need to catch yourself. And I do catch myself every time that ever creeps up. And it doesn't come up often. The other day, I was meeting some men of God and preachers and stuff. And big guys on TVN and stuff. And they just kind of dished me. And I just cracked up afterwards. Did my day like I had to do. Went through their station and came to my station. And you know what? I was like, you know what? That stuff you just gotta let roll over. It goes with the book that Gerald Davis wrote. The title I told you yesterday, I'm gonna tell you again today. I want you all to go on to GeraldDavis.org. A Cause and a Cure for Unanswered Prayer and Blessings Not Received. That is the book by Gerald Davis, Dr. Gerald Davis. Overflowing Cup Ministries International. And one thing that we all have to realize is that offense will keep blessings. If you have an offense that you've caused and you haven't fixed it, or if you have offended someone, or someone's offended you, if you have not settled it, if you've not rehashed it, if you have not taken care of stuff, that can cause you some heartache, my friends. That can cause you some heartache. So when I tell you this, I want you to know this. Leaders need to be reachable. They need to be reachable. There's no other way around it. The mystique that these authors give you, the mystique that these directors and directors are the, I think, beyond actors, directors are even more pious and more expecting a little bit more out of people to show, see if there's a mystique about them. They're just people like you that get paid a lot more. For most of us, they do get paid a lot more. So I'm going to tell you, this year we're going to make a movie or two. I'm going to make my book commercials for both my books. And those are the plans in video, besides being on the television. I wanted to get 2-3 movies out and want to get some things going. And I just, you know what, this year, I'm just going to tell you right now, January 13th, 2010, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to do it this year. I talked about it a lot last year, and we didn't do it. We didn't do it. Bad, bad David. Shame on me. But this year, I'm going to get that done. We're going to make something, do something, build something, and we're going to trust God. There's a lot that we do. And we're going to see some good things happen for the ministry, for us. But we're going to make some movies this year. And say one of those movies, or say my book, or my the station network that we have, Rev Media Network. There's TV and radio network that we have. Say it goes into the next stratosphere by next year. I'm really feeling a mid-year. This is what I'm feeling, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I am feeling a mid-year rush on this entire, on something that we have. I'm feeling it. I'm believing it. I'm trusting that it's going to happen. I just got to keep hammering away and plugging away at what we got. No matter what, my friends, I can sense it. It's coming. It is. And I will tell you this right now, that I'm going to be the same right now as I am then. Whenever that rush comes and this thing does go to the stratosphere that we all been praying for, I want you to know I will be reachable. Each one of us need to stay reachable. Do you do the work of the Lord just so people can see you? Because if you have, then you've gotten your reward. Jesus mentions that kind of analogy. He said, do you pray so men can see you? Then you, my friend, have received your reward already. I think that a lot of us need to think about that. Why are you the children's church pastor? The youth pastor? Or whatever. Why? Maybe you're doing it just for people to see. But I know it's genuine. A lot of you out there. But there will always be a person. Always be a person. Someone that wants to be seen, be heard. There will always be a person. There will always be someone and something to deal with. Tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about Gerald Davis's book. I'm going to go through it today and get a highlight version of it for us. Cause and a Curse for Unanswered Prayer and Blessings Not Received. This was a tough book to read. For some reason, it took me a while just to finish 48 pages, 49, 50, 54 pages. But it was well worth it. I really think that a lot of us need to see how our actions keep people from the Lord. Remember, I shared with you last Thursday, I shared with you that Mahatma Gandhi, the great socialist and idealist and revolutionist, if you want to call him, of India, he said that he studied Christianity, studied Jesus' miracles, teachings, studied the history, the Bible. He studied all that stuff. And he said that after reading it, thinking about it, praying on it in his way, that after... Excuse me. That after... You know, that 4 a.m. wake-up's getting to me a little bit. Excuse me. That after he looked at all that and analyzed it, he came to one conclusion, that he would be a Christian. That he, in all the religions that's out there, that he would be a Christian. If it wasn't for that he met a few of them. You think he met some leaders? You think he met some that needed attention? You think he met some that had authority as pastors and that didn't treat people right or try to, or made sure that they were the limelight? There is not a mystique that's out there. There isn't, my friends. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. I have Chat Tango open, and I still have no replies from anyone. So I pray that you reply. I know that a lot of us out there may have some prayer requests. If you do, let me know. You're going to give me that through Chat Tango. That's what it's all about. This radio show has been broadcasting since I think about 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago. And you know, we used to have a prayer line. I still remember it off the top of my head. And that prayer line used to get going on weekends during the week. We didn't really have any broadcasts that had the prayer line. I think we had one, maybe two. And I think that when we did that, we had prayer requests. I'd be working in the office and we had it. We didn't have it live, so we had it pre-recorded. The only show that we didn't have any live shows actually at that time. Everything was pre-recorded, so we didn't really have the prayer request line running 24/7. We had it on 24/7, but it wasn't running. In other words, people weren't calling in and trying to get a hold of us. But on Sundays, the show would play, and it would play for 30 minutes. And I'd give out the number, and man, we were slammed with calls. People were calling, and I'd be sitting there praying and praying and praying. For 2 years, we did that on Sundays from 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock. We were there listening, praying, doing everything we had to do. And you know what? It was nice. But now I have a free service. It's online. And you can chat with me or throw your prayer requests. And I don't get hardly any. Now, I used to get a lot of fan mail, as far as not fan mail, but prayer requests and stuff. And people would write and stuff with us and talk to us. But I haven't been getting that either. I think that's why I say in 6 months that the station will be doing really well as far as response. When I say that, I'm talking about response and stuff like that. And I know that a lot of people are going to be listening. All right, my friends. I thank you for spending the time with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of Rev Media Network. We'll catch you tomorrow on the Midwatch. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in.